Did you ever participate in the September Fest parade?
I did when I was really little. Yeah. I don't even know. I think it was when I was in Cub Scouts.
Oh.
I think we were in there. I think we got to walk around. And it, as much as I would have liked to be in the audience getting the candy, I think we were passing out, like just throwing candy. That's all we had to do.
It used to be every Monday on that Labor Day.
Yep.
I'd be there doing it for TV.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You and Jerry Lewis. Yeah.
So I did that with J.J. Davis on a couple of years.
Yeah.
And then Tom Becca one year.
Did he get real political?
No, he didn't. I would.
There go the pipe fitters.
Gosh
dang it.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what to expect.
They're so right wingers. There go the right winger pipe fitters.
Yeah, I was a little worried about that. He had a lot of energy. So I went with J.J. Davis, who's never short on energy.
Yeah.
And then Tom Becca. It was just me. Just, all right, here comes the stormtroopers.
So you, it was always kind of like Terry,
fun.
Like Terry Moore, great person.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
What he's done in the community. But unfortunately, they are thousands of dollars in debt. So September Fest is canceled this year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it'll ever come back.
Just have to watch. Football.
I mean, they've been around for nearly 50 years. So we're not going to have Maha. We're not going to have September Fest. What else are we not going to have here?
The city. College World Series going to get canceled sometime.
That was called COVID.
Whoa.
We've done that already.
No,
saw that movie.
That actually did happen, but it had nothing to do with
did not get
money.
Good reviews.
Hey, you guys will like this. I was thinking of you last night because of the Tickets for Less promotion.
Eh?
So I went and celebrated Passover yesterday.
Yeah, I heard you say that yesterday.
I do not know any Hebrew.
I have a turnover.
But I do. I am up for a good bar mitzvah.
Like, I've never been to a bar mitzvah.
Like a bar mitzvah and a bar mitzvah?
Yeah, bar mitzvah.
Ooh. The food is good. It's like
music.
It's
dancing.
A banger.
What's a bar mitzvah?
Now I have no idea. Bar mitzvah.
Yeah, bar. But I thought you said bar and bar. Maybe there was a difference.
Bar mitzvah.
Bar, you get a little bit more after it. Liquid.
One has booze. One has sheep.
That's kind of what I'm thinking.
So,
yes,
my
sir,
first
yes,
bar mitzvah.
Two bags.
Bar mitzvah. How the hell you call it?
Bar mitzvah.
Okay, that I went to. Nebraska was clinching the Big Ten baseball title at Penn State that day, so I sat in the back and watched it on my phone. Did not go over so well with the people that were there. They're like, because I wasn't
the
fully paying attention, and I had watched young Chuck learn Hebrew and all of that kind of stuff. But it was an important game.
I was there. I was on the call.
So last
What's
night,
the score?
So last night I was at
smoked them.
Passover and. You know, I was one of the newbies at this Passover, so you know, sometimes you're not supposed to eat certain things at you know only when they request it or whatever how the ceremony works.
Yeah, that's how I got in trouble.
And so maybe grabbing that you know the cracker. I know it's not called the cracker, just at will
or derb like
or drinking when you're not supposed to be drinking.
Yeah,
but you guys will enjoy this, and so will everyone else. So they asked me to read. So I read a passage, not in Hebrew, because I don't know how Hebrew.
It wouldn't have shocked me if you knew Hebrew.
So I was reading, and I went into full radio. I was like,
hey!
Because there were some staunch Jewish people in the room, like, hey, this is a sacred thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
so you took it serious.
You guys have no idea what you just did. Now I get to read. So I went into full radio voice, and I was doing characters and stuff.
Like Harry Carey or something?
And I could just feel like part of the room wanted to laugh. The other part was like,
this guy's not taking
you are never going to become a Jew.
Yeah. Can you give us
I said, that's okay, because OJ wasn't.
But guess who was? Hall of Famer Rod Carew.
No.
He converted.
Half.
So
I was reading, and it got, instead of the word taskmaster, I said ticketmaster.
Oh.
Are you going to charge extra for that one?
That could have been much worse. I thought you were going to say ass master.
So you did a Ticketmaster endorsement at a bar mitzvah?
So I was reading ahead because I was in character, and it had Taskmaster, and I said Ticketmaster.
What does Tickets for Less think about that?
Yeah, you angered two groups of people, Jewish people and Tickets for Less.
Tickets for Less, not Jewish.
Sharp, what the hell, man?
So
you're so good to us.
I enjoyed it. Fortunately, I was at a place that celebrated last night, and Michelle, I will use her name, not her last name, said, yeah, usually it's just like 4 hours, and I'm like, oh,
4 hours?
Like, what happens if I duck out early?
Can we turn on the TV to watch the basketball
game? Can I watch the Sixers
game? Can we stop challenging damn call?
So, like, they whip through it.
Did you?
So happy Passover to everybody that celebrates. just didn't read the passage really well. But I was pretty good, though. I was like making, I like had characters and they were changing my voice.
What voices did you go into?
Well, there was a guy and a girl.
Okay.
So I was like, you know.
Oh, man.
I was like, and he came down and do with authority there was Pharaoh.
Throw it down, down the lane, split the D.
Do we know if anybody recorded this?
No, they didn't.
Oh, man. I want to get a copy of this
one. Kobe to Shaq against Portland in Game 7. Threw it up and hammered it down.
I don't know why I know this, because I've never been to a bar mitzvah, but I know mitzvah is, it means to do a good deed. So apparently you atoned from your watching the Big Ten clincher for Nebraska. That would have been in 2017. You did your good deed.
Seven years later.
You did a solid mitzvah by reading yesterday. However, you executed it and pulled it off.
We should do a remote at a bar mitzvah.
That was your mitzvah, Gary.
Take the show on the road.
I'm telling you, I'm open. You got a bar or a bar? I'm there because the food is like excellent. Like you stay for the ceremony and I don't understand Hebrew, but and I maybe you've referenced that when the young person that they attain legal adulthood under the Jewish law. Mm-hmm. They have their ceremony, and they carry around what I refer to as the Stanley Cup, but it is not that in the... As you can see, I'm just a terrible Jew. I'm learning.
Terribly brilliant. That would be fun.
I'm learning. I was like, can we just play the Adam Sandler song? And I was told, this is Passover, not Hanukkah.
Don't feel
then
bad.
Then I was like, have I seen this in a movie before? The Ten Commandments.
Did you ask if you could drink out of the cup? Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't drink wine because I was driving.
Good.
But then they offered grape juice, and I'm like, it's not good for my system.
A lot of sugar.
Yeah.
Good for you.
But so for everybody that celebrated Passover, it was a really, really nice ceremony.
You know, give yourself some credit here because you're here talking about what you do, and I'm thinking the Zone could have taken when Nick Baugh worked here and had Nick Baugh mitzvah and had a whole deal where they...
Yeah, Nick Baugh mitzvah.
You're thinking one thing. I'm thinking, how can we profit?
Got to get our hands on that reading. Sounds like we missed out on something. How long was it, roughly?
Because I'm very talented, she gave me quite a bit of room to read.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just went right down it and were able... You weren't reading it verbatim. You were looking up at the audience, engaging.
I would have enjoyed it. I'd have learned something.
There were like some pregnant pauses.
Okay. Just to really drive the message home.
So hold on. I'm being told I did a matzah. I don't know what this means.
A matzah.
I have no idea.
So I could actually look up the reading, like what you actually read.
I just know if I was still there and that Knicks Sixer game was still going on, I would have been like livid.
I'm glad you weren't reading when the buzzer beater happened.
No.
That would have been pretty late. That would have been one hell of a mitzvah. That would have been quite the party.
And Joel Embiid, he parted the lane and he came through. But then there was a sacrifice of his hook shot. He's taken back the other way.
Amen.
Yes.
Preach, brother.
About that Knicks game last night.
This is why I'm never invited anywhere.
Yeah. I think if I had been like a stranger to a lot of people in that room, I would probably be scorned.
They just knew you.
But they're like, that's Gary.
Yep.
Which my bar is like really low.
Yet they still let you do the readings.
Well, because they were letting everybody do the ratings.
Oh.
Like they had one person that was reading last night. Ooh, not very good.
So did you learn about
this? What was the struggle? The A came after the N, and then they snuck in a B there? Yeah, they were not a very good reader.
Did they tap you on the shoulder while you were there? Would you?
No, from afar. Michelle was like, Gary, would you like to read? And I went, yes, I did. I would. What would you like me to read?
Wow. That wasn't a, sure, why not?
It was an
enthusiastic acceptance of it. That's great. Good for you.
Yeah. But watching the Knicks game last night, you know, there's a lot of like celebrities that never age.
Mm-hmm.
Like
Stephen A.
Sandra
Bullock.
Stephen A.
Well, yeah, he was right there.
He was talking about celebrities.
They'd never age. Yeah. Like, Stephen A. is. He shows a little wear and tear. Like Jennifer Aniston, who is my hall pass.
Yeah.
Someday she's gonna show up.
You never know.
She never ages. Gabby Union never ages.
Yeah. Gabby Union could be, if you told me she was 21, I'd believe you.
Naomi Campbell.
Yep.
Never ages. Keanu Reeves never ages.
True.
Paul Rudd never ages.
That's another good one.
Beyonce.
Yeah.
Never ages.
She's got a country banger out there, by the way.
Who doesn't?
Good album. Mm. Really, really good album. Boy, they've Sweet 98 plays that all the time.
Yeah, they do.
Mario Lopez, he does not age.
Yeah.
He looks better now than when he was on Saved by the Bell.
He does. I believe he's 67 now.
Angelina Jolie.
It's that blood that she and Billy Bob.
Yeah.
Like, have you seen Cindy Crawford lately? She doesn't age. Marissa Tomei does not age.
Yeah.
Do you know who last night they kept showing?
Steve Phillips doesn't age. I think when he was in his 20s, he had white hair and white goatee.
At the game last night, he does not age. Sting.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sting does not age.
Still driven to tears, but doesn't age.
I mean, he looks like exactly the same from 20 years ago.
Can we say Billy Idol does age?
When you're
a hard rocker, though, you've lived that life. You're eventually going to show it. His face shows it, but he's also very old.
I saw Joe Walsh a few weeks ago. I mean, life was very good.
I remember seeing the Steve Miller Band at the State Fair.
Now, I used to think that he doesn't age, but I've seen recently, because he's promoting the NFL draft being in Detroit. Eminem.
Yep.
He doesn't age that much.
No, and it's now taken on a different look because he's just leaned into, I'm assuming, just the natural color of his hair, not the bleach white that he was so popular with. But now he's got the beard and, you know, the hair, everything's dark.
When
but
you see how Fred Durst is aging, everyone looks good.
Magic Johnson doesn't age either.
No.
That's a good point.
Yep. Still play.
That's
but
a good
Sting,
call.
Sting looks amazing. All right, now I'm getting all this information about Bar Mitzvah. Bar Mitzvah.
Now I'm trying to look at Fred Durst, who Jimmy has piqued my attention on. Okay, yeah.
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 You're really going to look down on Christina Aguilera now.
Wow.
Hey, made mistakes in 1999, trust me.
In one picture, he looks like Brett Favre now. Interesting.
You're more likely to trust Fred Durst with your money than Brett Favre.
Yeah, probably. Never thought I'd be making the comparison of Fred Durst and Brett Favre, but here I am.
I think we all knew.
I mean, we're all into Limp Bizkit.
Yeah.
I mean, who wasn't?
We all had that album.
Until he became Fake Tough Guy when Scott Stapp challenged him to a celebrity boxing match and he turned it down. He was talking all kinds of crap about Scott Stapp. And so Scott Stapp just said, hey, let's do a boxing match and we'll do, you know, for charity. And
we'll call it with arms wide closed.
Were they going to say
said, no.
The winner would be who tapped out after a nookie?
Yeah. Oh,
they both did it for the cookies because they're old.
They did it for that nookie. I mean, everybody did. And then it's not like he was wrong.
Fred said, man, wait till I go crazy. I'm going to break stuff.
Yep. I think
Scott
at this point,
said, I'm rolling.
And he said, like Jimmy said, with arms wide. Ooh.
Yeah. Ken emails, by the way, worth pointing out to you. Susanna Hoffs, good God, she does not age. That's not the first time I've heard that.
Mm. I'm going to have to confirm this.
I don't know of many people in my generation.
Okay, yeah, good
her.
Call. Oh, yeah, very good call. Ooh.
Does she have behind? Is she behind blue eyes?
65? Oh my gosh!
What's wrong with being 65?
No, I'm just saying. Have you seen her?
Tell me.
At 65? Holy heck! Good for you. I thought Christie Brinkley was the one who could not age, will not age, but she's right up there. Now Christie Brinkley is almost 70. Is she in her 70s?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Now. So we ended up watching the Billy Joel thing over the weekend.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
It's fantastic. By the way, Reese, huge Billy Joel fan.
Really?
River of Dreams.
Really? You were not so high on that.
I wasn't because I was okay with Billy Joel. But
Reese
I did
in on Uptown Girl, sip out on Uptown Girl.
We didn't get to Uptown Girl for Reese, but we were somehow got into, because he's got two buddies now that live next door and one kid plays baseball and they have walk-up music at 12. I don't even know what the hell a walk-up song was at 12. But they were talking about his walk-up song their walk-up song, and then Reese said that his walk-up song would be River of Dreams by Billy Joel because he really likes that song. But
back to
Billy Joel. Billy Joel has, if from a facial standpoint, has not aged well, but man, there's something about when your talent ages well. Yeah. And his talent, he's still very good. I'm not a Billy Joel head like Connor is. But I can appreciate Billy Joel because most all of the songs that you heard during that, you recognize from different phases of your life too, which was great. I highly recommend it. You can get it on Paramount. And it doesn't cut you off on Piano Man, which is also great.
I said it cut me off and I went and bought tickets to go see him this summer. So
where at?
Coors.
Going to Denver.
Nice.
Yeah.
Him and Stevie Nicks.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Oh, it's going to be a good show.
It'd be cool if they were at Red Rocks, but
yes,
they're going to be at the home of the Rockies.
Nice.
Be nice to see some winning in
that
stadium.
We are, at least as of now, still scheduled because we have the tickets, 30 Seconds to Mars at Red Rock this summer. That's going to be pretty sweet. I've only seen one show at Red Rock, and it was when I was in my 20s. It was Dave Matthews.
See if you can talk your way into the upper-level parking, not the lower-level parking. Just a little tip there at Red Rocks.
I'm assuming that's going to come in really handy trying to get out of there. Yeah.
Dave and Red Rocks. I hope the munchies were fantastic after.
Oh, it was. There was an odor in the air that night that was unmistakable.
It's tree pollen.
Coming up, Brian Christopherson joins us in about 30 minutes. I'll sift through some emails and some tweets as now a lot of you have experienced that special moment when you turn 13 on Mornings with Sharp and Hanley and Jimmy on 1620 The Zone.